Hi and welcome to another episode of Being Surreal, and in this episode we are going to talk about power and specifically why it corrupts. So if you have heard it, there's a very famous quote which says power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. If you look at power, power is something we all want, like you do, I do. You may deny it, but deep inside you, you want power too. Power to do anything, go anywhere. Like, it's not just always related to physical strength or control over people, but it's related to other things as well. Like, for example, if you have a lot of money, then you have the power of buying, or you have the power that you can go anywhere, you can roam around the world. So that kind of power, everyone wants power, like everyone. So it's a good thing too. Like it's a really good thing to have power, because it gives you freedom and other things. Having power gives you access to things you wouldn't have. You would have your place in the society, and you'll place yourself well in social hierarchy. Like if you really want to know importance of your place in social hierarchy, check out the book club episode I did in 12 Rules for Life. Amazing book. Moving back to the topic, having that power is important. It's like very important and crucial. The more power you have, the better life you will live. Like if you have more power and money, then you can live a much more comfortable life. You can live in a proper bungalow and villas rather than living in a slum. So that what powers give you. Power also gives you the ability to tell other people what to do. Like if you don't have power, you might ask them, or you might not even ask them, but when you have power, you can do that. Like for example, if you work somewhere, okay, or if you are a student, your teacher or your boss can tell you to do something and you do that. That thing is power. They have the power. Now the bad thing with power is it corrupts. It corrupts people. We will go for a little political aspect as well. But before that, I'll give you a very simple example I saw very early in this show on Net Geo called Brain Games. Okay. So it was a social experiment in which what they did was, they had two set of students. Okay. And they were given a simple test of finding numbers hidden in the photo. They were given the answer sheet right beside them. Like suppose this is the test they are doing right here, and this is the answer sheet for them, but it was upside down, so they can't look. They were told that once they are done, they can check their answer using this and then grade themselves. But there was a difference in between these two sets. Okay, it was not age, they were just random children of different ages. The difference was the table size. The first group was given a small table just to their basic needs. Like it was very small, sort of like the one you have, that folding one, that size. Okay, and then there was this big table, like proper office table. You might be thinking that this is not really a power, but the chair size gave them a false perception of power. The table, the bigger the table, they thought that they had more power. And you know what, the result was very interesting, that the children who were sitting on the smaller desk didn't cheat. They did their test and they checked their answer afterwards. Okay, but the children on bigger table cheated. Why? Because the table gave them a false perception of power. And once they got that power, or even the false perception, they become more unethical. The more power you get, the less morals you start to have. Like this is true. Because once you get power, you get a lot of different means to get things done. So at that time, the moral just go down and they choose whatever the way they want. Like think of Hitler. Okay, Hitler in the beginning was just a soldier in World War I. Like, he was just a soldier. He had nothing special. He had no power. He was just a pawn. And there, like, he was stuck in a trench where they sprayed gas, and he somehow managed to survive. At that time, he was powerless. He didn't have anything. People didn't know him. He couldn't do anything, right? But then, after this life-changing event, he started going to these underground meetings of political parties. Not really political parties, but people. And there he rose up on the step. Like, he started the own party, which is better known as Nazis these days. Okay, he started that party and he climbed the social hierarchy. Eventually, he got a lot of power. Okay. Now, after struggling for quite a long, for I think 14 years, Hitler and his party managed to win elections. Now, even now, he didn't have the absolute power because he was just a vice chancellor. Okay. He was not the chancellor at the first, right? So he didn't have any absolute power. But since he was second highest, he had a lot of power. And at that point, his morals corrupted. Like, I'm not really sure how good his morals were. But like, some people claim that he was he loved animals. But that's a whole different topic. We will talk about it some other time. Okay. So what? Like, now he wanted more power. So there were two ways. The simpler one would have been he would have waited for the first in command to just wait and retire and then take his place. But no, he chose the second one. So there was a fire which some people claim that it was started by the Nazis in their parliament, okay, in which a lot of important legal documents were burned. Now, since he was the vice chancellor, he passed a motion and gained much more power than he already had. Then he removed the chancellor and became the absolute power. And then he went on to become the dictator of Germany. So this was just an example of how power corrupts. There are a lot of similar examples as well. You could look at any politician or maybe anyone who's like very powerful person. So there's this term like people use, drunken power. Why? Because once people have power, they know that they can get away with things, they can do things in their own way. And this is why dictatorship or authoritarian regime in which there is one person don't work. Why? Because once they get the power, they'll start abusing it. Like, you can look at any dictator. Like, for example, take Muammar Gaddafi. He was the dictator of Libya. He started his power, like when he first rose to power, he didn't actually murder people or kill them. No. What he did was a very basic, simple thing. He was trying to bring more water to Libya so that people can prosper more. It's in Middle East, so there are not a lot of these rivers. So he was trying to do that and get people more prosperous. But power made him do other things as well. I'm not cleaning his character before he came to power, but I'm just trying to give you an example of how power corrupts. Every dictator goes through this. Like, they might be bad before, but when they are mixed with power, they come out much more worse. And this is why any authoritarian or totalitarian regime will never work. Okay. Am I allowed to talk about China? Okay. No. Not pointing to any other country. Just North Korea right now. But so yeah, it's an interesting thing. Like, power. So like, recently I have started gaining much more interest in these things like history and geopolitics and politics as well. not one party claiming to other party this that, but much more like as on the change of regime, how one came to power. So I was reading and it's very interesting, and I think you should read too. And if you like reading, you would love my book summary. Just go to the link in description, book a Better Me. This is a book club which I run, in which I read a book every month, and on the first of every month you get a new book summary, which is very well made and extensive summary, so that you can get the whole gist of the book. Okay, you will know each and every point and most important things. You wouldn't need to read the book, but if you want to read the book, you can still read the book. So I think that's a very good thing. And with that, I'll end today's episode. Thank you and have a nice day.